Yeah, it's all about you, Jesus.
Welcome to Heart of Worship Podcast, your morning devotional, song, and prayer. What is a heart of worship? To me, a heart of worship is full surrender and a complete transformation of who I am, of my life. A surrender to the Creator, to the only person who's ever cared for me more than anybody else in this world. The verses that I'd like to walk you through today are from Romans 12, they're verses 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. There's a couple of words that I want to point out, and we're going to dive into a few of these themes in here. But the first word I want to point out is sacrifice. Sacrifice is a scary word. When you look at the Old Testament, the Israelites had to make sacrifices to have their sins forgiven. They would bring animals and sacrifice them at the altar, and that's how they would find atonement for their sins. And so when it says to be a living sacrifice, it's a scary thing. Nobody thinks about the word sacrifice and thinks that it's going to be easy. It's a word that brings discomfort. It's a word that means you're going to have to give something up. It's a scary word. So to be a living sacrifice, one that is holy and pleasing to God, this is the definition of true and proper worship. Well, what does that mean, a living sacrifice? The way that I think about this is really being obedient from the heart, not being obedient because, you know, if I don't listen to God, then I'm going to go to hell because there's a punishment on the other side, but rather being obedient because I love God and because I want to do things that make him happy, that make him proud, things that bring him joy, things that honor him. So being a living sacrifice means to be obedient from the heart, not because I have to, because the rules say so, or because the commandments say so, but rather it's my act of worship is obedience because I just want to please him. It's a daily laying aside of our own desires to follow him. So when you think about humans, we have so many desires in this world, and it's so easy to come up with new desires every single day as technology and all the things evolve. So are you willing to put those desires aside just to obey him and follow him and what he tells you to do? And I'll be honest, a lot of times in my life, you know, you have that gut feeling you shouldn't do this or you should do this, and then you don't follow it. And you're like, okay, but I just followed my own desire instead of following the voice of the Holy Spirit. And I've felt this before. And at that point, I said, you know what? When I have that strong of a conviction deep in my heart, I will, yes, uncomfortable as it may be, I will follow that voice and do what it tells me because I regretted. I remember one time, it was like the silliest thing ever, but I was in a Walmart and I had to use the restroom, and there was a lady that was humming a song, and it was a Christian song. It was 10,000 Reasons. And as I was listening to her humming, I was like, oh, that's a nice song. And, you know, we had just very small chit chat. As I'm leaving the restroom, I couldn't stop thinking about her. I was like, I need to go back and pray for her. Like, she is cleaning toilets. She's cleaning toilets and she's humming worship songs. She must be just so happy and have Jesus in her heart and be completely devoted to him if she's cleaning toilets and she's worshiping God. And I don't know, I had this feeling in my heart, like, I need to go back and pray over her and just say thank you. Just like, thank you for loving Jesus the way that you do, because you inspired me in that moment. And I didn't go back, and I didn't even know where I was. I was on a random aisle, and my husband found me. He's like, why are you crying? Why are you tearing up? And I was like, because this lady was singing worship songs, and I feel like I need to go pray for her, but I'm too, you know, uncomfortable or whatever. I don't know her. It's a stranger. I don't talk to strangers. And my husband encouraged me to go back. And I sat there, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go back. And I did, but she was gone. She was no longer there. And I just remember like having that regret of, I should have done it the moment the Holy Spirit asked me to do it. I should have listened to the voice of the Holy Spirit when it told me to pray over her, and I didn't. And I don't know who she was. I don't know where she went after. But from that moment on, I said, if I have such a deep conviction, I'm just going to follow my conviction, as uncomfortable as it may seem. And that was like the silliest example, but it really set a precedent for me, because the next time the obedience was different. Next time the Holy Spirit told me to do something that was even harder. But you don't start with the hard things. You start with the small things. So really listening to what God is telling you to do and really just obeying in that moment, obedience from the heart. So that was an example of me laying aside my own desire to follow him, or I should say I didn't lay aside my desire. I learned my lesson in that moment. But another way that I look at being a living sacrifice is putting our own energy and resources at his disposal. So what do I have that he wants from me today? What is my energy today? What are my resources available to me today that I can use for him, and really trusting him to guide me? So that's how I think about the true and proper worship. Like the verse says, that it's being a living sacrifice. So worship, you know, it's easy, especially now, church and music and all this. You're like, okay, well, worship is just, you know, the 15 minutes that we play music at church before the preacher comes on. But worship is so much more than just a song, so much more than the music, the chord progressions. Worship is not just the tempo. Worship is being that living sacrifice for Jesus every single day. So to me, worship is really a heart posture. It's a surrender, and it's that obedience from the heart that we just talked about. I want to take a few moments and tell you about the cover art I chose for this podcast. This is the first episode, so welcome. Thanks so much for being here and listening. I asked my dear friend, Hannah Hammond, who is so talented. She's an artist. And I said, I'm starting a podcast, and I just feel the Lord saying, you need to create my cover art. But I said, Hannah, whatever the Lord puts on your heart, I fully trust you. I can tell you the colors I like. I can tell you all this stuff, but I really just want you to be inspired by what God is speaking to you. So what she came up with is based on Ezekiel 11:19. And the verse says, I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh. And I want to read this from Hannah. She sent the artwork to me, and she also sent along this description that I just think is so beautiful. And I want to read it exactly as she sent it to me. So this artwork is sort of a reimagination of Ezekiel 11:19. As I think about God's mercy is so strong, yet also gentle, and a lifelong process of him removing the stone from our hearts, and more of an unraveling of sorts of the stones that have such a tight grip on our hearts. And worship is how we posture ourselves to allow the Spirit to come and do that work of unraveling and untangling. So I love these words from Hannah, and I really wanted to just convey them directly from her. And I think as we move along on this journey, the heart of worship, I really want you to think about what kind of a heart do you have? Do you have a heart of stone? Is it stubborn? Or are you allowing God to give you a heart of flesh, one that is tender and responsive to him? Because when you have a tender heart, that allows God to transform you from the inside. So as you're thinking about, you know, your own heart, what kind of a heart do you have today? Do you have a tight grip on your heart? Are you willing to surrender it to God? One thing I want to leave you with today, before I will sing a song and I will say a prayer at the end, but one thing I want to leave with you today is stripping away the noise. You'll listen to the song, and please pay attention to these lyrics, because they are so deep and so meaningful to me. And that is exactly why I chose this song for my podcast intro, why I chose this name for the podcast. But stripping away all the noise, all the bells and whistles, everything, and just being still, just like Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. At the end of the day, worship, your heart, It's all about Him. Bring Him more than a song. Bring Him your heart. Come and just be still in His presence. So today, I know it can be so easy and so distracting with, you know, your phone probably distracting you with notifications all day long, your computer, maybe your family, TV, driving noise. There's just so much noise in the world today. And I just want you to take a moment, find a quiet space, and just be still. Just be still. Be willing to surrender and just listen. What is that small voice telling you? Listen and obey. Obey from the heart. Nobody ever regretted obeying God. I can't think of anyone who regretted obeying God, because what happens is, as scary as it might seem to surrender, to obey, as uncomfortable as it might be, it's so rewarding when you do it. Every time I've obeyed God after that instance in Walmart, I just felt such joy and such peace, and everything that came after that was just so beautiful. Because God won't tell you to do something that's going to bring you, you know, something bad happening in your life. Obedience, when you obey God, He's going to give you so much more, and He's going to make your life so much more beautiful. So just be willing to surrender, just to obey. Every great story, whether it's, you know, a movie or somebody's story, there's some really great storytellers out there. But every time, it's a story of transformation. So seek God's transformation today by just listening, and then allow Him to renew your mind. This song was written by Matt Redman in the late 90s, and I found a great interview that just kind of talked about how he was inspired to write it. The pastor at his church decided to get rid of the sound system and the band for a season because he really felt like they were missing the heart of worship. So they just gathered for a little while and they just sang a cappella. They stripped away everything. And so after that season, they reintroduced, of course, the music and the band, and it was just a complete transformation. The way that Matt described it was, we'd gained a new perspective that worship is all about Jesus, and He commands a response in the depths of our soul, no matter what the circumstance and setting. And so I'm going to sing this song for you guys. My husband's going to play the guitar for me, and I just pray that it blesses you today as you seek to find Him and you seek to find the heart of worship.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. Yeah, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, when it's all about you. Yeah, it's all about you, Jesus. King of endless word, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, and all I have is yours, every single breath, I'll Our song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. Yeah, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, yeah, it's all about you, Jesus. All about you.
Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this time together. Thank you, Lord, for the breath in our lungs, God. Thank you for the sacrifice that you made on the cross, Jesus, just for our sins, just for us, so that each one of us could be forgiven. Thank you, Lord, for the promises and everything you have given us, Lord. God, today I pray that every person hearing my voice, Lord, would find you today, Lord, that they would find the heart of worship, find you in the stillness, and God, that they would have this desire to be a living sacrifice for you, to be transformed by you, Lord. God, I just pray that you would remove all the stones around our hearts, Lord, and that you would give us hearts of flesh, tender, responsive hearts to you. Lord Jesus, I just pray, Father, that you would bless every single person that's listening to this, and that you, God, would be renewing hearts, and that we would fully bring our hearts to you, our sacrifices to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this devotional, please share it with a friend and leave a 5-star review. To connect with me further or to send in a prayer request, check the show notes for my contact information. God bless.